ImmuniCal is an all-natural, organic, whole food supplement which will elevate and sustain glutathione. ImmuniCal is available through the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and today, why America is, I believe, on the verge of increased war in the Middle East. Now, how soon it's coming, a matter of weeks, a matter of months, maybe a matter of a year or so, but there is no question that the Bush administration is intent upon going to war with Iran and using our air power to knock out their nuclear production facilities. But even more amazing is the fact that the president of Iran is doing everything he can to justify an American attack on his country. Why would anybody in their right mind be in making foolish statements like, oh, there is no Holocaust, Jewish nation, Israel, should be wiped off the face of the earth, Israel ought to be moved to Europe and get it out of Palestine, and then, of course, insist on going ahead and enriching the uranium. Why not go ahead and enrich it in Venezuela rather than Iran and do it secretly there? There are all sorts of ways around this other than direct confrontation, unless the leadership of Iran wants a nuclear attack on their country. And now, why would we want an attack, and why would the Iranians want an attack? It doesn't make any sense unless there's another agenda. And that takes us back to how we got into the mess we are today. And people have forgotten it really was all about what happened on September 11th. I mean, prior to September 11th, the American people would never have accepted an attack on Iran. They would never have accepted a preemptive strike on Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction. Or they wouldn't have accepted an attack on Afghanistan. So what happened September 11th is pivotal to what's going on today, but most people have short memories. And so then the question comes up, what really happened on September 11th? Did the government possibly have advanced knowledge the attack was coming and do nothing? Why did it take 5 years to get around to prosecuting Zacharias Moussaoui? It's for well over 4 years now since he was picked up. And, of course, what the defense is trying to bring out at his trial is the government knew the attack was coming and did absolutely nothing, and Moussaoui didn't pay any part in that, and I know that's true because I personally interviewed the head of the Airman Flight School in Norman, Oklahoma, who told me that 11 to 12 days before 911, the FBI was there checking on Zacharias Moussaoui. They were watching him. They knew everything he was doing. In fact, as we pointed out many times, in April of 2000, one of the hijackers actually defected. Anybody who'd like to check that out, it's in Eleanor Hill's testimony on the 18th of September, 2002, and if you can't find it, I'll be glad to send you the page out of her testimony, which we have. It's up on the Internet, but we'll be glad to send you the page if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. Well, that takes us back then to what really happened that morning, that fateful morning, that watershed morning of September 11th, 2001, when we all witnessed the ferocious and certainly unsuspected, at least we're told, attack on the Twin Towers. The only question is, no other steel-reinforced buildings have ever come down simply because of a fire. Was there something else that happened? And then what about building number 7? That was a block away from the Twin Towers. It wasn't hit by anything. Well, to discuss this is a young man who's been researching this. His name is Michael Berger, and he spent a lot of time and a lot of effort in trying to get the information together. What really happened that morning? Because if the government lied to us in saying, gee, we had no idea that what Moussaoui was doing, And if he had just told us the truth, this never would have happened. So why did it take over 4 years to get around to trying him? Or are they trying to conceal the fact that they had advanced knowledge and didn't do anything because they did? It doesn't matter. Maybe the president didn't even know. Maybe it was just the intelligence agencies. But if somebody knew and did not intervene, then that's criminal activity. And it means that everything that's happened since then is part of some sort of a grand strategy that plunges into war in the Middle East. Michael, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you pick the story up from here? I'm going to be quiet now.
Well, what's interesting about September 11th is, in hindsight now, after more than 4 years, the media has failed to cover many of the factual events that took place that are documented in multiple mainstream media sources, in fact, but it seems that nobody's connected the dots. And as you said, Building 7 was a 47-story building that was not hit by a plane. There were some small isolated fires in the building, but one of the unusual things about Building 7 was that early in the morning, after the planes had already hit the towers, Giuliani and other members of his administration, which had built a emergency response bunker for just such an event in Building 7, inexplicably evacuated the building that morning. And Giuliani did claim that he was told that the building would come down. Now, why anybody would have thought that at that hour, when the building wasn't damaged by the plane impacts, has not really been investigated.
And of course, there's no precedent for a steel reinforced building even consumed in flames, you know, for many hours. No steel reinforced building in all the history of construction has come down, collapsed, you know, just because of a fire.
Sure. I mean, there was a raging inferno in a building, a steel structure in Madrid, which burned for over 20 hours. And the building was under renovation. There was a crane perched on the roof of the building, and the outer shell of the building did fall away, but the steel structure and the crane remained intact. And if you go online or look at Stephen Jones, Professor Stephen Jones, who is a physics professor from BYU, and look at his paper, in which he has posited the hypothesis that the evidence suggests that the Twin Towers and Building 7 collapsed due to pre-positioned explosive charges. And you can see images of this building. As I said, it was a raging inferno. And yet after 20 hours of burning, the steel structure remained intact with a crane perched on the roof.
And the thing is, I mean, however you feel about the Twin Towers, you may feel that they were imploded, or it may be just have happened, but how do you explain Building 7? And they don't want to talk about Building 7. They want to talk about the Twin Towers, because they can't let you know what happened to Building 7. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Michael Berger. And Michael, why don't you, just before we go on, tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and, you know, about how you came to be involved in researching what really happened on September 11th.
Well, Dr. Stan, I grew up in New York, and I left New York a little bit over 20 years ago. But my family still lives there, and actually my cousin lived in Lower Manhattan at the time and actually saw the first plane go over his head. So, and growing up, I watched the towers being built. And, you know, at first, it actually took me over a year and a half before I began to question the events that took place there. I saw a lot of discussions on the Internet and very easily dismissed it for over a year and a half. But there was an article that I had read that first began my awakening to what happened there, which was that put options were purchased on multiple organizations, and American and United Airlines in particular, and other corporations that had large numbers of floors in the towers. And the volume of these put options was astronomical compared to the average volume traded in these, which pointed to the possibility that somebody financially profited with the foreknowledge of the coming attacks. And that is what led me down the proverbial rabbit hole. Once, because I knew a little bit about options and about the financial markets, and when I realized that, you know, the CIA monitors stock activity and trading in real time, and if these were documented trades, which not only took place in the Chicago Board of Options Exchange, but actually on the financial markets worldwide.
In Europe, there were a lot of them.
Yes, and once I saw that, that's what led me to look a little deeper, and what you find when you start to look into the events of September 11th is that almost in any area, once you start to dig a little bit and you start to look, you find that instead of getting your questions answered, you find more and more questions that have remained unanswered by the mainstream media, by the 9/11 Commission. And so I think it's on shows like yours where we need to try to wake people up. To me, actually, the question really is, what will it take to wake people up? Because once you look at the evidence, at the established facts, it is very difficult to maintain denial about the events and to believe the official story.
Well, you know, of course, I think it's really so interesting that those of you who remember that morning, remember they told us there were 6,000 people who died. 6,000 people. 6,000 people. And then, of course, it was 5,000 and 4,000, and it ended up about 3,000 in total. But, of course, what somebody did not expect was that the 26 or 2,700 people who worked at Morgan Stanley in the South Tower would escape. They were told to stay at their chairs. Somebody was on the loudspeaker saying, as they were looking out the window and seeing the North Tower in flames and people jumping out the windows, stay at your seat, don't leave. You're to stay at your seat, there's no danger. And the fellow who ran security at Morgan Stanley ran around from floor to floor saying, get out, we're under attack. And he got all those people out. So that's the difference between the 6,000 they anticipated would die and the 3,000 that did die. And who was on the loudspeaker telling people not to evacuate the South Tower? Nobody ever wants to get into that, do they, Michael?
No, absolutely. You're correct. And in fact, the vast majority of people who did evacuate the building, countering what they were being told, were people who had been in the building in 93. And those people did not trust any of the, quote, voices of authority asking them to stay in the building. They ignored that and managed to get out, many, many of the people who left.
Of course, it's so horrible to contemplate that anybody could want Americans to die, and yet how would you ever get us into a war unless you had an episode like another Pearl Harbor?
Well, you know, in fact, the policy for the new American century, which many of the signatories to this think tank and to documents published and posted on their website, did call for a radical transformation of the military-industrial complex, requiring a vast increase that the American people would not tolerate, a vast increase in military spending and a transformation of the way our forces are deployed. And yes, in one of their documents, they did explicitly state that without essentially a new Pearl Harbor, the American people would not tolerate such a transformation. And in fact, the plans to invade in Afghanistan had been on the president's desk just prior to September 11th. They were signed, and it looked like we were going into Afghanistan one way or another. And of course, these same people who signed on to this project, the New American Century, were also advocating the invasion of Iraq long before President Bush had been elected. They had openly, in letters published on the website, had urged President Clinton to invade. So this was an agenda that had been around for quite a while, and they needed the means to fulfill this agenda, and it seemed like the events of September 11th played perfectly into their hands. Let's not forget the Patriot Act, which would have never been passed or tolerated by the American people if they had not been manipulated by this event to justify and tolerate essentially unlimited defense spending, destroying the budget of the United States, and becoming a militaristic superpower.
And for the skeptic out there who doesn't know anything about the project, the New American Century, or this phrase, an incident like another Pearl Harbor, you'll find that on newamericancentury.org, newamericancentury.org. And then, of course, the Rebuilding America's Defenses pamphlet is about 72 pages there. And if you need any help with it, we actually would be glad to send you the page out of their publication calling for another Pearl Harbor. Or it's in our Iraq the Untold Story syllabus. It's all there with directions how to actually find out. They knew everything that was going to happen. They just couldn't let the American people, because if the American people suspected that they really left those people there to die so we could get into a great crusade to transform the Middle East, and that's what it's really all about, the American people, a few of them might rise up in righteous indignation, and the rest of the people might realize that the coming financial chaos that we're about to consume America was planned to steal their life savings and everything they've worked a whole life for. But when the financial collapse comes as a direct result of what we're doing over in the Middle East today and the retaliation that's going to come and the overspending of the debts, most people listening to this program, if they haven't made preparations, are going to lose everything they've worked their whole life for. So, Michael, what is some of the evidence about Building 7 that might perhaps point people to the fact that there were pre-positioned explosives in the building?
Well, one of the most interesting telltale signs of Building 7 and the towers as well is that there are multiple eyewitness accounts of flowing molten metal throughout the site, not just buried in the ground, but actually flowing down on top from the top of the pile and flowing through the pile. Again, even Mayor Giuliani in his testimony to the 9/11 Commission described being on the site, and he would say, "I would be standing here and you would be standing there and flames would erupt in between us." And as he put it in his own words, by the grace of God, you know, our lives were spared. So there was an intense heat, which is especially difficult to understand in terms of Building 7, even though, again, there were small fires that were burning. There were diesel generators in Building 7, and somehow the diesel ignited from those storage tanks and did cause fires. But again, as you stated earlier in the program, no steel structure in the world has ever collapsed due to fire.
But of course, this building collapsed not up, you know, the high area where, you know, Mayor Giuliani's center was, you know, emergency center. This building collapsed all around the base, and the whole base just disintegrated spontaneously at one moment.
Yeah.
Just like those hotels in Las Vegas. And you could see just the puffs of smoke as the cement was pulverized around the base of the building, and then the building collapses in its own shadow.
Yeah, what is interesting, as you say, is that there are certain characteristics of controlled demolitions or building implosions, and as you say, one would be the speed of the collapse, which the building collapsed at virtually the speed of free fall, which in order for that to occur, the support structure would have had to be knocked out sequentially in an ordered manner in order for the building to come down at that speed. And another characteristic is the fact that the building collapsed symmetrically, which you would think if a building is going to collapse from fire or for even structural damage for that matter, with the case of the Twin Towers, you would think that obviously one portion of the structure would be weak enough and the building would fall in that direction. But to have three different structures collapse symmetrically at the almost the speed of free fall is inexplicable with any other hypothesis. And again, the evidence suggests that these pre-planted explosions were placed in the building. Now, Larry Silverstein, who owned Building 7 and leased the World Trade Center complex from the Port Authority just weeks before this event, made a statement on a PBS documentary where he had said that he had gotten a call from somebody at the fire department, and because there had been such a terrible loss of life, they had decided maybe they should pull the building.
Well,
and Larry Silverstein admits that, yes, we decided to pull the building. Now, two issues. Since when does the fire department in the business of imploding buildings?
Well, of course, the thing is, some people would say, well, when they said pull it, they meant they were going to pull everybody out of the building. We could argue back and forth whether pulling the building meant that they were going to pull the building down or they were going to pull everybody out of the building. But why would they pull them out of the building unless they knew it was going to come down? And how would they know that building was going to come down when there was no incident in all history of a building collapsing, you know, after, you know, a steel building collapsing because of a fire? The fires were not uncontrollable, so, you know, so the question is, if there were explosives in the building, they were planted long ahead of time. They weren't planted, we've got this building and it might come down, so we've got to take it down. It takes weeks of planning for that to happen. So somebody had to have put explosives in there ahead of time. Was it possibly Osama bin Laden, over in Afghanistan who did that? Or is it possible that there were people in the United States who wanted an incident so they could eventually get us into war with Iran and Syria and, of course, change the entire configuration of the Middle East? It's pretty far-fetched to believe that, and yet, you know, they certainly had investigations of why Building 7 came down. What was the conclusion of the investigations?
Well, I mean, the investigations essentially were inadequate. However, in one of the reports, they did state that there was a low probability that fire caused the collapse, and this was a government-funded report.
Low probability, then what was the most common possibility of why it came down?
Well, it's interesting that you ask. Of course, none of the government investigations looked at all at the possibility that these buildings had been imploded by explosives. And yet, they have never definitively answered the question of how the building, at least in the case of 7, how that building could have collapsed. They effectively ignore it. They don't even mention it in the 9/11 Commission report. And the notion that somebody could have had access to this building as a terrorist to plant explosives is absurd because, unlike the towers, Building 7 was a very secure building. If you look at the list of tenants that it had in it, such as the second largest clandestine CIA office in the United States, DOD, Secret Service, etc., etc., nobody could have gotten access to that building unless they absolutely needed, you know, had a secure path.
We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Berger to continue our discussion.
Cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Time to clear out the old and make way for the new. Your new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, formerly Hamblin Sales in Fort Collins, is having a huge gun sale on over 50 new and used rifles, shotguns, and pistols that have been marked down at or below cost. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply at 3507 East Mulberry in Fort Collins. That's 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Highway 14. Phone 970-221-5133. That's your new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 970-221-5133.
I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential protein, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Michael Berger, we're talking about building number 7. And we're really talking, if Michael wants to get into the Twin Towers, we can talk about that, or anything else he really wants to talk about. Michael, do you have a website or any means by which people can get in touch with you?
Yeah, actually, I'm now the media coordinator for 9/11 Truth. Their website is 911truth.org. And you can reach me by sending email to mike@911truth.org. Also, I would also like to say that we're also looking for other photographic evidence that people may have, as well as samples of dust from the collapse, from the event. We are working to facilitate the work of a scholars group, and Professor Jones, who's a physics professor at BYU, would like to get other samples of dust to test because, depending on the type of explosive used, if thermite was used, which is what is used almost the industry standard, in essence, of controlled demolitions, that would explain the large plumes of clouds that looked like resembled clouds of volcanic eruptions. And that dust should contain, if thermite was the specific explosive used, large quantities of aluminum oxide, which would have been a byproduct of a thermite reaction, which would really be one of the only explanations for how you can have the molten metal there at the buildings. So if anybody does have samples of dust or photos that were never published, we would be interested in looking at those and getting those to the scholars group for evaluation, as well as the scholars group has also put up a petition. They've joined a Freedom of Information Act request. A judicial watch has filed with the government to release the Pentagon videos, to release the evidence, to release, give access to the scholars group of the steel from Building 7 and the towers for testing, because jet fuel fires cannot burn hot enough to actually melt steel. This is acknowledged in these reports by experts who looked at the steel, and in fact, the strange thing about Building 7, when you actually looked at the analysis of the steel that was done, the determinations by these experts working for the government did say that the unexpected erosion of the steel could not have been caused by a fire, that they never really explain what caused that deterioration and oxidation in the steel. It can only be caused by very, very high temperatures, which again suggests the possibility of the use of explosives.
Well, so, one of the things that some people have talked about is the fact that there was the fellow who was working in security or in charge of security in the North Tower was Marvin Bush. Is that really true?
Marvin Bush was with a company called Securicom, which had the contract for security.
I see.
I don't know that Marvin Bush was physically there, and I don't know to what extent or degree he was involved in the day-to-day management of the company. But, you know, since you brought that up, one of the thousands of coincidences connected to the events of that day.
Well, I mean, the story is really so incredible. The other thing that I love to point out are the magic passports, like the magic bullet that went through President Kennedy, went through Governor Connolly, through his chest, through his right wrist, through his left thigh, and left all sorts of bullet fragments and lead fragments. And I've talked to people who were there when they were debriding those wounds and taking out the metal fragments, and yet the bullet reconstituted itself in pristine condition, just slightly bent on the tip, and all the lead reconstituted into the bullet, lying on the stretcher next to Governor Connolly in the emergency room at Parkland Hospital. That's known as the magic bullet. So it was the magic passports that one in the drifting down from the North Tower and one in Pennsylvania. Did you look into that? The possibility that somehow those passports got out of the pilot out of the pockets of the hijackers and just drifted to Earth.
Well, the alleged passport, I believe, of Tsukami, which was found in Manhattan, is absolutely inexplicable. Again, it's one of those other it's one of those events of which there were many that on that day, it just seems very interesting how, from the government claiming and the intelligence agencies claiming and people like Condoleezza Rice claiming, we had absolutely no idea that in an instant after the event, we suddenly were suggested that this was a direct result of the efforts of Osama bin Laden, that there were multiple investigations by the FBI within 24 hours that led directly to the doorsteps of where the hijackers had lived, and yet what has not been brought out by the mainstream media is that these men, the hijackers, were under continuous surveillance prior to the events of 9/11. There was an informant living, an FBI informant living with one of the cells, and an FBI informant in Florida named Randy Glass had actually given a direct warning to Bob Graham, Senator Bob Graham from Florida, who is on the Intelligence Committee, prior to the event. And there is footage of a news reporter in Florida who asked Bob Graham at a press conference if he had received that direct warning from Randy Glass, to which he said, yes, I did, and I passed it on to the appropriate authorities. He wouldn't say who he passed it on to, but he did make it sound like being a member of the Intelligence Committee, that was his sole duty and purpose, and that, as he stated in that interview, it was just an oversight body, as if the Intelligence Committee has no power in the United States. So, I mean, when you look at all these things, you know, where were the chain of command that morning? Effectively, they all went AWOL. The people responsible to carry out the duties, their sworn duties that morning, not one of them carried out their duties that morning. And yet, at every level of every agency involved in the incompetence theory, which the official story is, that our agencies and our intelligence were outwitted by these alleged 19 Islamic hijackers, that in all of this, not a single person has been taken to account for their actions.
And that is the other idea. They were just such bumbling idiots. They had no idea what was happening. But within 24 hours, they knew the names. They had the pictures. They knew everything about all of the 19 hijackers. That was amazingly going from bumbling idiot to a very, very efficient, coordinated group.
Well, and one other little tidbit on that note was that on the day of, they were so effective at looking after these men that CNN actually broadcast that the FBI was going to raid Hollywood, Florida, where the alleged hijackers, where some of the hijackers lived. So the other issue is there are so many different conflicting accounts of the hijackers' identities that, in fact, one could make a good argument that there were multiple Muhammad Attas. There are so many stories that have never been followed up on, that they had military-based addresses on their
bribes. We'll be right back here with Michael Berger here on the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Stromberg Construction says drug abuse has been one of the leading causes of death. Teach your children to deal with life's problems sensibly, never chemically. This message is brought to you from Terry and all the staff at Stromberg Construction, where they specialize in all types of residential and commercial concrete work, foundation repairs, retaining walls, and all types of decorative concrete coating, plus landscaping and bobcat services. They're homeowner-friendly, so call 970-226-6499. That's 970-226-6499. Stromberg Construction right here in Fort Collins, wishing our kids a safe and drug-free spring season.
All right, I'll see you.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
time here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Michael Berger. We're talking about what happened that fateful morning. You know, one of the things I've heard, and perhaps you can clarify this, is that on that morning there were several military exercises, one of them certainly simulating a plane crashing, I believe, into the Pentagon. And this actually served then to confuse the air traffic controllers, and one of them had said, and this is what I've only been told, one of them said, is this a real hijacking, or is this part of the military exercise? Is there any truth to that story?
Actually, yeah. There were, at least at this point, five different documented exercises or simulations occurring that morning, and there are two different ones there that you actually referred to. One was that the NRO, or the National Reconnaissance Office, the organization that runs all our spy satellites, that morning had simulated a cargo plane crashing into their headquarters in D.C. And another exercise, a Vigilant Warrior and Vigilant Guardian, were exercises, Vigilant Warrior being a live fly exercise, which inserted false blips onto the air traffic controllers' radars as part of a simulation, and may have also involved participation by commercial airliners in this simulation, in which commercial airliners were, coincidentally again, of course, this is just a coincidence, that these other commercial airliners were hijacked that morning. So effectively, this simulation made our air defenses, made it impossible for air traffic control, it made it very difficult for air traffic control to really know what was going on in the skies because there were these false blips.
But, you know, that was really lucky for the hijackers that they should have picked that morning when we were going to have, was it five, military exercises that would have confused the air traffic controllers. That was really lucky on the part of the hijackers, wasn't it?
Well, in fact, one of the family members, Mindy Kleinberg, stated publicly to the commission, you know, is it luck? Each of these varying events, is it luck that these people were supposedly let into the country without completing their visa applications or answering all the questions? Was it luck, again, when air traffic control or when our air defenses failed and could not intercept any of these planes prior to the events? Which is a violation of standard operating procedure. Whenever a plane goes off course, whenever the air traffic controller loses contact with the pilot, standard operating procedure, which does not require anybody in the, like, for example, Donald Rumsfeld to approve of this, which actually the intercept procedures were changed prior to 9/11. Again, just another coincidence. But the standard operating procedure is to scramble jets just to get a visual on the plane. This happened numerous times prior to September 11th, happened over 67 times in the year prior, and if people remember the story of Payne Stewart, the golfer, his plane was intercepted by multiple Air National Guard crews as it traveled across the country out of control. And yet, on the morning of September 11th, we're supposed to believe with the billions of dollars we've spent on defense that our government can defend us from MiGs and incoming warheads, but they can't find a passenger airliner.
Well, of course, the thing is, this whole story is incredible because they knew the attack was coming. The August 6th presidential briefing said, you know, Bin Laden determined to attack in America, and of course, then it talked about planned hijacking in two different places, and of course, they knew the attack was coming. How do we know? Because one of the hijackers is defected and told what was happening, and I'm sure you're absolutely right. They knew. They were monitoring those people, and Kristen Breitweiser brought that out in her testimony. They knew about a cell phone conversation 2 weeks ahead of time on a rented or at least a cell phone that is just suddenly purchased in a shop. How could they possibly know about a cell phone conversation? 911 Commission report. They actually had pictures, Muhammad Atta taking money out of an ATM machine in February or March, prior to 911. Where did they get those pictures?
Well, it's interesting, Dr. Stan, that you mentioned that, because the surveillance of that phone call, I think, is especially significant in light of the recent revelations about the NSA wiretaps, and that they need all this the authority to conduct surveillance without any impediments of courts or following the rule of law of this country. Whereas, as you just stated, if they were able to intercept this phone call prior to 9/11, why do they need extra powers now? These are the people that they were perfectly capable of, obviously, of surveying before 9/11, and yet did nothing with that information, we're led to believe. But now they want even more power to survey American citizens without going to a court.
Well, I think that they've always done it. Now they want to make legal what they've been doing illegally for many years under Project Echelon. So, I mean, and our listeners, if you don't know what Echelon is, why you need to get in touch with this, and there's so much information, it's up on the Internet. They've been tapping our phone calls, our faxes, our emails. I know they've done it with me, they do this routinely. And they have, to protect us. No, so they can have everybody under surveillance, so they can be sure there's no organized effort to overthrow the invisible government. And so, but right now, they want to make this perfectly legal, and what's so frightening is the American people are going along with it, because we've got to give up our freedom to protect us from Osama bin Laden, who's living in a cave somewhere with his dialysis machine, surrounding him. Does anybody really believe this story?
Well, the amazing thing is that with all the evidence to the contrary, that contradicts the government's official conspiracy theory, the sanctioned conspiracy theory, most people have such a great psychological resistance because, one aspect of these events is that one can easily characterize them as a psychological operation determined to instill fear and to subjugate the American people to the notion that they need to forego their own privacy for an alleged security that the government, by these events, couldn't provide to begin with.
Well, we're out of time, Michael. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you with us on our Saturday program here. Bye-bye and God bless.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
American Freedom Network. We were just talking with Michael about, you know, psychological games. Many of you may have seen the movie War of the Worlds. Well, originally that was broadcast on the radio by Orson Welles. And, of course, it was when it was broadcast back in the 1950s, many Americans, hearing the radio broadcast, really believed that America was under attack from the Martians, and they were calling the radio stations and calling the police force, and what are we going to do about the Martians here? They honestly believed it because they heard it on the radio. And it was all a psychological game. Later on, it came out, it had all been planned by the military to see how gullible the American people were in 1953. I guess they were just as gullible after seeing the attack on the World Trade Center on September 11th, as they were in 1953 when they heard about the Martian attack on America, you know, over the radio. You know, the more things change, the more they remain the same, or as Solomon said, there's nothing really new under the sun. Well, if you really want to understand what happened on 9/11, we put together three pamphlets. You'll read of Christian Breitweiser's testimony and Mindy Kleinberg's testimony, and we just take you from my thoughts on September 11th right up until just a few months ago. And you can get those three pamphlets, each one about 40 pages long, $9.95 for all three of them. Call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you want to read about the Project for the New American Century, and of course read their plan, and it's all laid out in Rebuilding America's Defenses, it's up on their website. But we pulled it down and put it into a syllabus, which is available, called Iraq, the Untold Story, and gives you the story of all the contrived wars of the last century, and even the century before. I mean, the Boer War, the Spanish-American War, the First World War, the Second World War, and, of course, Korea, Vietnam, the First Gulf War, and now the Second Gulf War. And, of course, we even have all of the information on the Project for the New American Century, their letters to President Clinton back in 1998 saying we've got to attack Iraq, and of course their incorporation, and you can see who the original founders of this organization were. This is their material, not mine. Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, who now is president of the World Bank, John Bolton, who is now ambassador to the United Nations, and of course Liddy, the fellow who is today our ambassador to Iraq, and all sorts of key people in government. Elliot Abrams is there. I mean, this thing was all contrived and planned ahead of time, and they took over our government. But they come from the Council on Foreign Relations, and they are not the ultimate part of this. Behind this are powerful spiritual forces that are moving us towards World War III. And if you think we can just bomb Iran just a little bit and kill maybe a few thousand Arabs and without turning the entire Arab world against us, why, you are incredibly naive. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the verge of some terrible, terrible things happening. We hope that you want to get our video and syllabus that gives you the documentation for everything I say, Iraq, the Untold Story. And, of course, the fact that there really would be people who would want to kill off a large part of the world population, my video and or DVD, Planned Population Control. And if you ask for, if you get any of these items and you ask for it, we'll send you a free copy of my Population Control Agenda monogram. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for radio and peace. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people